proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We pick up on Isaiah chapter 53 and the role of God's servant. The sixth verse of that chapter deals with how God's servant reacted under the duress he suffered. Isaiah wrote that the servant, quote, was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, unquote. Such an approach goes contrary to how most people would behave, especially when they undergo undeserved suffering. The use of that phrase indicated how God's servant would not murmur about his travails and agonies. The Hebrew verb nagash, translated as oppressed, hinted at the external pressure exerted on God's servant by outside forces. Ona, rendered as afflicted, suggested that the servant's sufferings would function to weaken and or humiliate him. How did this relate to Jesus Christ's sufferings? During his ordeals, he remained silent. Matthew recorded that, quote, when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing, unquote. Jesus Christ acted in a similar manner when he stood before Pontius Pilate initially. Even on the cross, he did not complain about the mistreatment he suffered. The Savior resisted the temptation to compromise his beliefs in the presence of his accusers. When the high priest adjured him to tell them whether or not he was indeed the prophesied Christ, Jesus Christ responded in the affirmative. As a consequence, his adversaries mocked him and assaulted him. In the second part of verse 7, Isaiah continued the same thought. There the prophet employed a phrase which compared God's servant to a sheep. Quote, he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth, unquote. Various New Testament figures employed similar analogies. For instance, in Acts chapter 8, Philip explained to the Ethiopian eunuch, who read this passage from Isaiah, Philip explained to the Ethiopian eunuch how those words referred specifically to Jesus Christ. During the outset of the Savior's earthly ministry, John the Baptist introduced him to his followers as, quote, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, unquote. According to the first chapter of 1 Peter, that apostle described the Savior as, quote, a lamb without blemish and without spot, unquote. In a sense, the two similes in that phrase do not exactly correspond to one another. Killing a lamb is generally considered to be a detrimental act, certainly for the animal involved. Shearing a sheep, however, produced beneficial results for that animal and for the one who sheared. Yet both actions emphasize a common element. The sheep in question did not cry out or fight against those who dealt with it. Contrast the different reactions that Paul and Jesus Christ had when each of these experienced mistreatment. In the book of Acts, when the high priest ordered the bystander to strike the apostle Paul, he, Paul, angrily reacted to that affront initially. Now, when Jesus Christ's enemy struck him, he did not resist nor verbally protest against their action. Jesus Christ never complained about the mistreatment he suffered, and in so doing, he set himself up as an example to be emulated. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.